Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Susan Van Osdell about the Rockin' Ride that's coming up on July 9th in Washington.
The second annual Rockin' Ride is coming to Washington this summer pretty quickly. Can you let us know what the event is?
Yes, we are happy to be bringing it again to Washington and Riverside this year. It is an event that is in honor of Karen Van Osdell and Kim Fries, both local women who lost their fight to cancer way too early in life, but left a huge impact on the community. And this event raises money for cancer research right here in Iowa, and all of the net proceeds go to the University of Iowa Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center.
And how much were you able to raise last year in your first year?
Last year, we were so proud to be able to give them a check for $60,000 after all of our expenses. So that was our net proceeds last year.
And how does the event work? Is it all bicycling?
No, this year we're actually adding a few things and we're making some fun changes. We're going to kick off the day with what is called Rock and Run. It's a 3-mile fun run. And we added that in honor of Karen, who had just a huge passion for running and did a lot of races in the community and in the area. And so that'll start at 8 in the morning. Registration table will open at 7. And then the Rock and Ride, which is a bicycle ride between Washington and Riverside, will kick off at 9 a.m. And for those who are brave enough, they can do both. So there is a way online when you register that you can do a discount code if you want to do both of the activities and treat it like a duathlon.
That's quite the day. And then there's something at the end for those who might not be so active.
There is something for everybody in this event. When you come back into Washington from the bicycle ride, so this is for the people who participate in both the run and the ride, as well as those who just want to watch and cheer people on, there's called Washington Activities Only. Last year we did this in Riverside, but we're going to do it in Washington this year, and it's from 11 to 3. There's live music, the cattlemen will be grilling lunch, and there'll be lots of family-friendly activities and games for both adults and children. So it's a fun-filled day for everybody, filled with live music, running, bicycling, and just for those who want to relax as well. And then in the evening at 6 p.m., we have what's called Rock and Relax, which is a banquet. It's a separate ticket to buy. We will only sell 330 tickets, and once they sell out, we won't be able to sell any more. But there's a live and silent auction to raise proceeds, as well as a dinner and there's a DJ afterwards who will be playing after the live auction.
So it's a full day.
It is a full day, a very fun day.
And can you tell us a little bit about the turnout last year? Were you happy with how it went?
We were just totally blown away last year. With it being our first year, we really didn't know what to expect, but our turnout, considering that there was a pretty significant storm in the morning and people still, bless their hearts, came out and rode in the rain and came out to support us. And our net proceeds for the first year of $60,000 showed you just how much people supported the event in spite of the weather. It just shows you the impact that these two women had in the community.
And with RAGBRAI shortly after, did you have quite a few people taking advantage of the bike ride to get ready?
We did. We had all sorts of people who participated because we actually advertised these on some Bike Iowa sites and other sites for those who look for good training rides. And so with this only being a couple weeks before RAGBRAI again this year, it's a great training opportunity for those who just want to go and do the ride. And it's also benefiting a great cause at the same time. So we had those that were there to support the honor of Karen and Kim, as well as others who are either currently in a struggle with cancer or who have lost their fight with cancer. But then we also had people who truly used this as a training ride.
And did it attract people from all over then?
It really did. We had people from other states, as well as here within Iowa. And people just saw it as a fun day because our rest areas along the way, everywhere you stop, there's going to be live music. So we have a lot of great local artists that are coming in to support this and donating their time to just provide some great music and hospitality for people along the way when they want to rest.
And if people are interested in the run, the ride, or the relax, how do they sign up?
We made it a lot easier this year. We added electronic registration. People can go to our website, which is RockinRide, just the letter N, rockinridecharity.org. And then there is a link from there. It tells you all about the event. It has the stories of Kim and Karen on there. And then there's a way that you can link to electronic registration. And for those who don't prefer electronic registration, there are forms you can print out and mail in. And then we will accept on-site registrations as well. If the evening event still has spots left, we'll be able to accept that at the door as well, but that may be sold out by the time that event happens.
And I know it's hard to speculate, but what do you think Kim and Karen would think of this event?
I just, you know, neither one of them were people who like to draw a lot of attention to themselves, but they were both just tremendous advocates for cancer research and for trying to find the cure for this disease that affects so many. And I think if they were to look and see the amount of people that are there in their honor, they would just be totally blown away and humbled, very humbled.
That's been today's Washington Page with Susan Van Osdell speaking about the Rock and Ride coming to Washington on July 9th. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.